a pantry in the kitchen
mm-hmm.
for the foods
mm-hmm.
and the pans and the things. And we had a sink. And Mama had a little table, Gail has it in Little Rock now,
mm-hmm.
that she put a dishpan on by the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would scald the dishes in the dishpan.
Oh.
And she'd wash in one dishpan and scald them in another.
Uh-huh.
And she wouldn't drain the dishes. We had to dry them
mm-hmm.
and put them away
mm-hmm.
because she
was
very...
So she
very,
was like one pan with soapy water.
And one rinse water.
Uh-huh.
And then put them on the sink and
uh-huh.
we dried them and put them away.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And she was very careful not to let flies and and bugs or mice
mm-hmm.
or anything that might happen to get in the house didn't get on our food and our they kept them killed, but
mm-hmm.
she was very careful. She was very clean.
Mm-hmm.
And our bodies in our house was as clean as it is now. And
well, now, where would be... If you don't, here, I'll draw it in. You don't have to move up down. Where would be the one bedroom down here?
It was here.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a door off the living room. This was Mother and Father's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we had everything in the bathroom but the commodes.
Uh-huh.
But there was no sewer and our water drained out. We didn't have any septic tank.
Uh-huh.
And it drained down the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
And the back porch... the kitchen came up, this is a hall that went
mm-hmm.
all the way down, and the kitchen here, this is the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
Here had the sink and the wood stove
mm-hmm.
and a kitchen cabinet in it, and a table.
Mm-hmm.
And a table had a bench on one side for the little ones to eat on. We had a long bench up against the wall
mm-hmm.
that three of us could sit on.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a square oblong table in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And all the family could get around it in the kitchen. We had cane bottom chairs in the kitchen. And the sink. And then this little table. It was a marble top table, and she beat her steaks and fixed her steaks on that marble. And she beat her steaks with a saucer. And Papa would buy a hand quarter of beef in the wintertime and hang it. They'd wrap it in a sheet and hang it under the stair steps on the back porch. And when they'd get ready to cook, they would cut the meat from the hind quarter. Papa'd have to lift it and cut it.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had good meat
mm-hmm.
and plenty of food,
mm-hmm.
good food.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama, of course, thought milk and butter was the answer to all else. We all ought to eat milk and butter, so therefore we had high cholesterol, but she was doing what she thought was right.
Yeah.
Well,
how high were the ceilings, you think, in this house?
I think they were 11. They were 10 or 11 feet,
mm-hmm.
And it had lots of windows in it for good fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And, each one of us kept our own room and made our own bed and changed our own sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if we wanted to move our beds, we could move them anywhere we wanted to.
Oh, you could.
And if we wanted to move our bed downstairs, we could take everything out of the parlor and bring our bed downstairs and have a bedroom in the parlor. And if we wanted, we'd take a hammer and get one of the sisters to help us, and we'd wag our beds back upstairs. We had a sleeping porch upstairs.
Oh,
and
you did?
We could knock our beds down, take it out on the sleeping porch.
And you had
and
a sleeping porch upstairs. Did you have a sleeping porch
we
upstairs
had,
too?
No, we had a back porch.